First, the disclaimer. You know all of this warm, summery weather we've been enjoying lately? Well, it killed maple sugaring season, or at least ended it a few weeks earlier than usual. So just file this information away. You now have nearly a year to prepare for the next tree tapping season.
Every year is different.
That's Mike Funk. He's the commercial maple syrup producer in Illinois.
You have to have freezing and thawing temperatures to get the sap to run. Just like farming, you get what the Mother Nature provides.
Funk and his wife run Funk's Grove Pure Maple Syrup, a fifth-generation producer near Bloomington. They tap 3,000 trees, harvesting enough sap to boil down to 1,800 gallons of pure maple syrup each year. 20% of that is sold online. The going rate's $32 for a half gallon. The other 80% is sold out of their store, much of it to neighbors who inherited their love of Funk syrup.
We get them hooked on the real maple syrup, and then they're powerless to go to anything else.
Funk says maple sugar season takes place in a pretty small window, and it moves on the calendar. Even though the sap started and stopped running very early this year, a combination of warm days and freezing nights may have moved enough sap for a pretty decent harvest. Funk says there are a couple of things to watch for that signal the end of the season: buds on the branches, and 2 days in a row in the upper 60s. So except for Funk's Grove, Illinois' prairie just doesn't have huge stretches of maple trees to support the industry. So most of the tree tapping in the state takes place on weekends in forest preserves for educational purposes and maybe a cup or two of homemade syrup. Peggy Doty leads a small group of adventurers into Russell Woods Forest Preserve in Genoa on a recent Saturday when conditions were just right. She's with the University of Illinois Extension Service, and teaching visitors about how to turn sap into syrup is one of her specialties.
Right.
In the morning or early afternoon, drill a small hole in the tree. Any maple or ash will do. Pound in a small metal or wooden spigot called a spile.
Did you hear it? Did you hear that change?
And collect the flowing sap in a bucket.
Now let's watch. Let's just watch. It may not drip. Oh. Ah! Look what you did!
All right, awesome.
Doty helps her visitors take a sip of the icy, vaguely sweet sap straight from the tree. And everyone starts thinking about their own yards and where they're going to get a spile.
You don't have to be a scientist to make maple syrup, ash syrup, whatever it is. Every tree has sapwood. Anything with opposite branching that's big enough to tap is going to be a maple or an ash. And it's not going to be bad or harm you. That's what it comes. You know, I like people to be able to go home and do this.
A tree yields about a gallon of sap per day, and it takes at least 40 gallons of sap to make just 1 gallon of syrup. And that's accomplished with fire. Chris Handel slowly agitates the sap in a big, low chafing pan over an open fire, and he reveals the secret of the Russell Woods flavor of maple syrup, which is described as campfire marshmallow.
Because we're doing it over an open fire, it's just, you know, it gets some of the ash in there and some of the smoke and stuff like that.
Lena Verkylen is with the Welty Environmental Center in Beloit, Wisconsin. She makes the process sound so easy.
We don't make it sweet, we just get rid of the water.
Welty Environmental Center is holding its annual Maple Sugar Fest this weekend and next, during what would normally be peak sugaring time. But southern Wisconsin is also being hit with a mild, mild spring, and the sap has stopped flowing. The festival will go on. People can practice their drilling and tapping for next year using the center's equipment. The Sugar House, a.k.a. the maintenance garage, will be in operation, showing how to boil all that sap down to almost nothing. And there will be pancakes, with local maple syrup, of course. Lena Verkylen's advice: get your equipment ready for next year.
That way, as soon as it starts getting warm enough in the spring, you can put your taps in.
Peggy Doty taps the silver maple in her own yard. She says it's amazing what we'll do when we can do it ourselves.
It's so funny because so many people will try this, even with the ash from the wood in there. But if you put that in a jar on the table, nobody'd touch it. There's something wrong with it. There's something in it. You know, but out here, it's like, yeah, it's like a survival thing. We got to taste the syrup. Look at me. I tasted syrup from the fire. It tastes like burnt marshmallows because it's full of all that ash. But if you serve that at a table, they're like, I'm not eating that. There's something in it.
And for the record, The maple tree in my yard delivered about 2 gallons of sap right at the end of the season. A quarter of it boiled down to a delicious trace of syrup in a crock pot. The rest slowly cooked over an outdoor fire into a quarter cup of rich brown smoky syrup, described by one child who tasted it as ham-flavored. Can't wait to try again next spring. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.